My thanks to Mike Gilbert, who emailed in this morning. Subject, Drew doesn't throw like a girl. I was at the game yesterday afternoon and a witness to Drew's first pitch. One word, strike.
Whoa.
Thank you.
How much you pay that guy?
It was a strike. It was clearly a strike. It was.
Well, I'm hearing otherwise.
Oh, get out of here.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Why is Eric through the window laughing? They're looking at a butt mic video. Never mind.
Yeah, we got stuck in traffic yesterday. Got there probably 10 minutes after the pitch. I was so bummed. I had my video camera and everything, but I know Joe and Eric saw it, and I think, you know, everyone I talked to in the booth up there said it was great. It was a strike, perfect strike, and
it was a strike. It was perfect. Absolutely a strike.
I didn't see it, so I can't say. I think there is a video though.
Was good.
I think Jeremy was saying.
Yeah, they said that we should have something in a couple days.
Yeah,
but the guy before me is kind of funny. They had a season ticket holder. Guy has had season tickets for, I don't know, 30 years or something. Yeah. So they let some of their longtime season ticket holders do this too. In fact, we talked about that yesterday. A lot of times with the first pitch, two people do it at the same time.
Right.
Well, we didn't do it at the same time, but he went before I did. And he tried to throw the ball really hard.
Oh.
I mean, like, he wound up and fired it.
Oh,
and the funny thing about this is Andy Van Slyke used to be the catcher for the first pitch. Former All-Star outfielder, great guy. I guess since Don Kelly's doing it now, and Don's virtually a rookie. He's played a little bit. He's been up, you know, for a few weeks at a time, and I think he may have been up for more than a month last year. Anyway, Don Kelly's now been assigned the catching, or does a lot of it for the first pitch, and Don really had to reach for this pitch. Uh-oh. It was way out of the strike zone. It was real low. It almost bounced.
So this guy just fires this thing, and it's way off.
He really fired it, but one of the Tiger people down there told me that if Van Slyke was still catching the first pitches, that ball would have gone to the backstop.
Oh, no.
Because apparently Van Slyke didn't make much of an effort. If you really threw it out, it was going to the... Yeah, it was gone.
He wasn't
going
to exert.
He wasn't
going to
bail you out.
No.
And Van Slyke caught one I threw before, and I threw it was not a strike. It was very high, but it was not a strike. This ball was a strike.
Is that right? I thought the first one was a strike, too.
If it was, it was a very high strike. But
yeah. Got to give me credit for taking the mitt out there, too. You don't see a lot of people with the mitt.
Now, wait a second. This is kind of controversial because I came to the... I got to the Champions Club yesterday, and I had my glove, and well, you never know. I mean, maybe they'd ask me to play outfield or something afterwards. I don't know. You never know.
Why'd you bring a first baseman's glove then?
Yeah, somebody's sick or something.
Yeah, who knows?
First baseman.
Somebody gets hit by a pitch and they're out of the game, and then Adam had my first baseman glove. That's the other thing. First, I get ragged for bringing a glove. Like, oh, you're trying to catch a foul ball today? And I was like, no, I'm throwing the first pitch. You asked. Riley knew what I was doing there, and then he's ragging me because the glove's a first baseman's glove. Like, wait a second, I'm not playing the position. I just wanted to have a glove.
Who's ragging you?
Riley.
Oh, Riley.
And then, and the reason I did, first of all, it's weird to wind up with no glove on. It feels funny. I mean,
you have your glove last time you did it?
Yeah, I did. No, you know what? I had my broken hand, so I didn't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was like wearing a glove.
Which is why somebody made the rollerblading reference,
that's
like keep my rollerblades away from me.
Sure enough.
And I can't believe somebody remembered that.
I can't either, but a lot of people remember everything.
Oh, my God. So anyway... What was it about the glove? Oh, yeah, I know. I looked at first pitches the night before, and I noticed that a lot of the people that looked good doing the first pitch had a glove on, like the president did. Bush had a glove. Barack had a glove.
Yeah.
And then there were other people who didn't have a glove, and I thought they looked real amateurish, doesn't even have a glove. Jeez. So I thought, well, it's okay to wear a glove. The president did it, so what else?
I kept saying you had the glove for balance. So when you do your
well, that's kind of what I mean. When you're
your windup.
When you have just the ball and no glove, it just looks stupid.
Yeah. Did Matt give you any guff for theme dress? Remember, we were laughing yesterday before you left.
No, he was ragging me because I had my jersey tucked in.
Oh, your jersey.
Yeah, so I untucked my jersey. I mean, I was about to have a heart attack by the time I got up there with all this controversy.
Yeah, that Tiger jersey on a coat hanger in here yesterday as we were. It was.
Test dry cleaned. Test dry cleaned a bunch of jerseys, and I couldn't find my Tigers jersey. Like, I got to get a new Tigers jersey for the first ball because I don't know where mine is. And Tess said, oh, I think I got it dry cleaned. So then when I saw it, I was like, well, I'm going to take that in the hanger. It looks so good. I don't want to get all wrinkled up before I go out there.
It won't spill anything either.
What is this? Yeah, coffee. Absolutely.
Well, come on. As crisp as could be.
And if they asked him to jump in and play in the
ready to go.
Yeah. He can't go in there with a filthy jersey. No. He'd look ridiculous.
No, you looked exactly like a player. You had your Tiger jersey and your Tiger hat. You were ready to take to the field.
Missing the pants, though.
And syrups.
Yeah.
I saw they sell baseball pants at Dunham's, and I went there to get a new Tiger's hat. And I almost bought the pants. I thought, boy, that would be damn funny if I did that.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure whoever was sitting out, Rayburn or something, would have taken his off on the bench and given it to you.
Yeah, if
you
would have called it to you.
Super tight, too.
Yeah.
These aren't tight enough, Rayburn.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice thing.
Heavy, and then the only thing you need is a big, heavy chain around your neck. Really heavy, big chain.
The nice thing about having the first baseman's glove, too, is that I don't feel like I could play outfield anymore, so it would have forced Leland to play me at first base.
Oh, yeah. Which isn't all that bad.
What's this audio of...
Well.
Of first pitch bashing?
No, it's not bashing. I was compiling some audio of people that were there, witnessed the first pitch. Just thinking about, you know, I don't know, but we're talking about it now, so I just grabbed what we had. We interviewed Eric, you know, or just actually got some actuality from people that were there that witnessed it to get their feelings.
Eric, who thinks it wasn't a strike?
No, I don't think that at all. I haven't even heard this yet, but I know, you know, this is as far as we've gotten so far. But it's Eric's thoughts on Drew's first pitch, what he saw, and how he thought it went. So
okay. Now the person he threw before him did do pretty bad. They had it in the dirt, so it was it would have been pretty easy to top that. It wasn't too hard to top the first person.
What does the first person have to do with anything? Topping the first person. So what? The bar has suddenly been made so low that
where? By the way, before you, where that first? Do you know where he was from?
Yeah, he's a season ticket holder. He's from here.
Oh, season ticket.
Yeah,
okay.
If you've held season tickets for 30 or 40 years, they'll throw you out there.
Okay.
Because
it was in the dirt. And he wasn't on the mound, which was a little disappointing.
Ooh.
And I would say it was a strike, but not the most dead-on shot. It wasn't the high heater he was throwing there. It looked like a little bit of a lob ball. It looked like my grandpa probably could have thrown the same ball.
So, what?
Anyway, but yeah, you know, a sweet day, and go Drew, man. Hell yeah.
What? What the hell is he talking about?
Oh, poor Eric. He's in the
boy.
Now.
We may have to be in the courtyard shortly here.
Oh, Eric, there he is.
Eric, what do you mean? What was I supposed to do? Throw 85 miles an hour?
I don't know. You played baseball, didn't you, in college?
Oh no!
I forgot the position you played, but
well, you thought it was your grandfather could throw harder than that or that hard.
My grandpa's dead, actually, so I guess that was.
Well, I will challenge anyone's grandfather to come in here, and I will throw harder than their grandfather. But you're not okay. You saw the first guy throw, right?
Yeah, I did see it. Well, he said it was in the dirt there. So I mean,
he threw hard though.
Yeah,
he threw it as hard as he could. And
I would have been nervous, honestly. I don't know if I could have thrown it that good. So I mean,
it was not a lob.
Well, I mean, it just,
you're not. By the way, you're not supposed to throw the ball as hard as you can.
No.
They don't want you to do that.
No, they just want you.
Do they tell you not to do that then? Or
yes, they do.
Because Eric, what are you saying? They just sort of lot you.
I mean, it kind of in there. So.
Is this guy for real?
Of course. He's far away, so maybe I didn't. I was in a Champions Club at the time, so maybe it wasn't.
Well, now he's ripping the Champions Club. Great.
Oh man.
Yeah, I would say you didn't have the best view of it, but
maybe
I think it had substantial velocity for what you're supposed to throw. I would say it was about right. I certainly threw it as hard as Bush did.
Well, there you go.
Oh, sorry. Sorry it wasn't good enough for you, Eric.
I don't know. Yeah, it was a pretty good day other than that, I guess. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
What do you think it should look? What do you think a good first pitch should look like?
No, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, I don't know. You know, just maybe a little faster, I guess. Maybe a little more.
You would have liked it faster.
I mean, Zamaya style would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I can throw the ball 100 miles an hour. Okay.
Oh, well.
We gotta hook Eric up and get him out there throwing the first pitch.
Yeah, I want to see Eric. Yeah. I want to get out here and catch Eric. I want to see what he's got.
I didn't play baseball that well. I'm not a good player myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, it was a strike.
All right, Eric.
That was a strike.
Killer and I were talking about it. After I threw it, Killer came down with me, and we're walking upstairs, and Killer said, you know, I just realized that is a total no-win. You cannot win because
no.
The only thing you can do is throw a strike, and if you do, that's like, yep, that's what you're supposed to do, nice. But if you throw the ball high, if you throw it in the dirt, if you throw it over the guy's head, I mean, it's a total. It's only an opportunity to screw up.
And, oh yeah,
and they won't let you. They tell you not to throw fast. Don't go up to the mound. You know.
You can't throw off the mound, which sucks.
It's just sort of an honorary thing. I mean, people get an opportunity. You know that. Or in media or whatever, you know, whatever reason they get a chance up there. But, yeah, the point is just to get it to the guy without it being embarrassing. Isn't that the point?
And the funny thing about Eric's comment was, like, the reason to pull that was because he was the only one that, of anyone that we talked to. Like, I swear to God, there were 100 people that were like, oh, man, it was really impressive. And I was like, that was pretty good. It was like, what do you mean it was okay? It was
really... Now, don't get the wrong idea. It's not like it's not a chance to audition for the Tigers or something. I mean, that's the last thing they want.
Yeah, everybody knows and that's why first pitch is.
It was funny when the guy before me, he really threw it hard. It was like he was throwing the ball as hard as he could, and of course being in the dirt, and what they said about Van Slyke would have just gone and let it go, which would be a major drag, but Don Kelly made an effort and caught it, which was saved this guy a big drag.
Yeah, right.
Oh, great. More from Eric?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have, you know, I didn't ever play it or anything, but I think I could have thrown it almost the same.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Get Mickey on the phone.
Get off a little bit on that. Get out of here.
Yeah, go away.
Eric goes back in like a cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
The door opens, Eric comes in and sort of bows.
Did you hear the new fact about Eric, Drew?
No.
We learned 2 days ago. He doesn't use napkins.
He doesn't use napkins?
Yeah, that's the latest Eric fact, you know.
How many Eric facts do we have, by the way? In fact, for those of you who have not heard...
Dump the staff rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty much it's that big.
If you're not familiar with Eric, we put Eric on the air a couple weeks ago because Eric's created a lot of attention as the new intern who... It's not that he does anything great or horrible as an intern. He just
shots at him now.
No, he's not like he's a really unusual intern. He's just his personality is somewhat quirky, and so who started keeping the Eric facts? Where did those start coming from?
Joey, right?
Joe spends the most time with him.
I mean, Joe jotted him down and paid a little more attention, but he works a little closer with him, you know.
And people have started screwing with him too because he was a little overwhelmed by the whole thing. Just you know, like we find him staring at the show, like oh my. God, I can't believe I'm here. Yeah, like he is now.
Yeah, so he convinced him that Walters was a badass.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
Right, that Bentley was.
Well, he kept mixing Mike and Mark. He kept mixing Mike's name up and calling Mike Mark.
Yeah.
And because those guys are kind of over the interns, I guess when Joey told him that Mike's a big badass, that he'll just stomp people for nothing, kicks people's asses.
That's just half true. You know. That's really half true.
Well, he believed it. So he'd call him Mark or something and get really nervous because he thought, you know, he might be walking out here with black eyes.
Yeah. And he was convinced that Bentley was British. Had that
going. Oh, yeah, yeah. They told him Bentley was British, so Bentley was using a fake British accent whenever he was around Eric for about 2 weeks. Yeah.
But the latest fact is that Mark and
he doesn't use napkins?
Well, yeah, and I just kind of fell into that yesterday, started finding out about this, because his Red Wing jersey is a little, the white of the jersey is more of a gray, and then it was when are you going to get that thing dry cleaned? And come to find out that yesterday, remember we had those Sonic burgers that were a real mess. And Eric is wiping his hands on your jeans. And he doesn't use napkins.
When I asked him why he didn't use a napkin, he's like, well, I'm eating a hamburger. I said, well, that's why you need a napkin. You're not using a knife and fork. You're using your hands.
Yeah.
Well, I got my jeans.
Yeah. And no wonder your jersey is so...
And his jeans are always
dirty. And your jeans and everything are so filthy because you're wiping all your... You don't use any napkins.
What's the issue with them? Is there something about the way the napkin feels or something?
Why don't you use napkins? That particular day, I don't know. No. I was just eating.
No. Your jersey is so dirty.
I'm just... Yeah.
I said jersey is a mess.
I spill a lot of things on me usually, so...
The first, when he first came in for his interview and Drew came in, he had pizza here. And they were like, hey, Eric, you want a piece of pizza? He's like, oh, yeah. So he starts shoving it into his face because he's a quick eater.
And then that's the other thing.
That's like when Drew walked in. That was the first time you met him. And he was just like, man, he had grease all over his hands.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, hey, got some lunch, huh?
He devours lunch at an incredible rate of speed.
Yeah, I do eat, I eat pretty fast. Oh, like, yeah. I don't take time to really eat very well.
No.
Plus, he's a lot of times in charge of going to pick up food. And this, it's unbelievable, like, the little things that you just come to expect. You know, like, we'll send him to Arby's, for instance. He'll come back and no Arby's sauce. And it's like, where's the Arby's sauce? He's like, well, no one said to get Arby's sauce. He's like, no one said to get Arby's.
You got
to
have barbecue
sauce. You can't go to Arby's and not get Arby's sauce. Well, no one asked for it.
And then he says,
you don't ask for hot sauce at Taco Bell, but you just kind of get it. It's just, you don't ask for napkins either.
Didn't he say, well, I don't use it.
Yeah.
So no one else needs it.
So we're quickly learning.
Is Eric an only child?
No, I have a brother and a sister.
Okay.
I'm the oldest, sister. Though, and I'm definitely the black sheep, so.
Yeah,
I could tell because we called his mother on the air for a couple reasons, which I will not reveal. I don't want to get Eric in trouble.
Yeah.
Some very delicate. It's a very delicate relationship.
Yeah.
Very delicate. But his mom does not approve of the show. Well, your parents don't approve of the show at all.
My dad doesn't mind it. Actually, he's actually starting to kind of like you guys a little bit. Really, so.
But they're very religious, right?
My mom is. My dad, he goes.
So
I don't know. I really don't know if he is religious. He does go to church with my mom, but I don't know that he actually is religious.
So he tends to.
I wonder how many cases there are like that. You know, where two people go to church every Sunday for 60 years, but really the husband just didn't want to take any crap, so he just went. He's really not religious at all. not to speak of your dad's religious beliefs.
No, but that's how it is. Like I said, he might be. I just don't even really know, honestly.
How would you not know that? You've been living with him for years.
I don't know.
If his dad's not religious, he's not going to come out and say, by the way, I'm not religious at all. I'm just going with your mother because it's very important to her. He's not going to say that.
Yeah, but we have some audio of his mom in 2-6 there.
I'm a God warrior! And I want my God and I want my family.
When you go to church, do they sit in the front row or the back row?
No, she usually sits in the back row.
Yeah.
Well, when we called her to find out, again, I can't explain this. Let me know when you know your mom isn't listening so we can actually talk about this.
I don't know.
You don't care?
No, I just don't
do care. There's some really heavy stuff going on in this relationship. But anyway, I already knew that she didn't approve of the show very much, so I was trying to be, not getting anything serious. But at the end of the call, I said, by the way, how do you like the show today? Because I wanted to hear what she'd say. And I thought she might just say, oh, it's just fine, but you could sort of tell that she was didn't approve.
Yeah.
Well,
great,
no, she came right out with it. Well, I didn't approve of that story about this Ben character. I thought, what? I didn't know what she was talking about. And then I realized, the Ben Roethlisberger story in the sports referenced him exposing himself to this girl. But it wasn't that we made that part of the story. I read it out of the story. So apparently some...
Well, I thought she was just going to say sex flat out because at our house, I don't know if she's prude exactly, I guess, but pretty much.
Say.
Like, even if you watch, Home Improvement or something, and some sexual thing will come on, she'll be like, does this have to be on? Do we have to watch this? So, we can't even mention it. Yeah, anything where sex comes out, we really promise it's uncomfortable.
Even after something sexual has come on 500 or 600 times, she'll still say it?
Yeah, every time.
An example used is Home Improvement. They're probably the most G-rated sitcom.
Well, Pam Anderson.
Television.
It's probably when Pam Anderson comes on or something.
Yeah,
she uses it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's heavy.
Oh, man.
And she did not learn anything from our previous conversation, did she?
No, she still hasn't. So.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
One of the other fun facts about Eric, which we may have to investigate one of these days, is he gets hit on by gay guys.
Yeah, all the time.
How many serious instances of... of gay love attempted, gay love attempts?
Probably four or five.
Four or five.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to say two or three. There's the NASCAR situation. Well,
yeah, there was those. I've got to throw in a few extras because I'm sure, I don't know, it seems like I've probably forgotten some.
Yeah. You're pushing the back of your brain.
But, Eric, you don't have any interest in men, do you?
Not at all. That's the thing. I really don't.
So the question is, why are you setting off the gaydar? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's nothing. I don't know how else to explain it. I don't get aroused by men in any bit. So.
You don't get aroused.
Maybe it's because, you know, maybe the reason is because he doesn't give off any, you don't get the idea that he's really interested in women either.
Yeah.
Well, I don't,
does Eric talk about chicks much?
Wow. Not really. I don't think.
Never.
That's what I mean. He seems kind of asexual to me.
No, not at all.
No?
Not at all. I do like girls, and that's unquestionable. There's nothing asexual.
Have you been on a date? You've gone out with girls, right?
I'm not really good with the girls, though, like I said. I mean, I'm very shy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't go up and talk to girls.
Have you had a girlfriend?
Work either if you go on a date.
Girlfriend, actually.
Never had a girlfriend.
No.
Okay.
Well,
never.
Well, the girlfriend is going to tolerate you going to dinner and then wiping your hands in your pants.
I would not do that if I went on a date with a girl.
We should find Eric a date for this weekend. Maybe let's get Mickey on the phone. I'm sure the Wings people are like, get this stupid intern off the air right now. I want to hear Mickey Redmond.
By the way, there is a DVD that Eric is part of. I don't know if you guys knew that, but him and his buddies do kind of like Jackass.
Oh, no.
They filmed themselves.
Yeah. Oh, really?
A few years ago. We've got the DVD, too.
Oh, boy. This looks very interesting. The cover. Boy, they spent a lot of time on this cover art, that's for sure.
Whoa, yeah.
Look at how professional this cover is.
It looks like it's ready for any store.
I know at one point. The only thing I know about that is Eric takes, like, a vicious shot to the nuts in one of those.
Yeah, right.
He's on purpose. In a Speedo. On purpose.
Yeah. No, not on purpose.
Hey, Eric, have your parents ever talked to you about sex? Did you have the conversation with them?
No. The funny thing is,
they couldn't handle it, right?
No, yeah. There's no way that would ever happen.
Okay.
No.
No conversations about masturbating being terrible or anything like that?
Oh, God, I have... No, but I was telling Mark one time, like, when I would have Playboys or whatever, like, under my bed mattress or something.
Oh, boy.
They would just disappear. And, like, my mom would never bring it up. So, they're just gone. And then I would
just
have to
get another one.
Do you
mean the magazine or actual Playboys?
Actual magazine.
Oh, the magazine.
Yeah. Was there anything worse than Playboy? Like Hustler?
No, it was usually just Playboy, I think.
High Society?
Yeah. Society, no.
She probably came in with tongs and moved those things and went right to the garbage outside.
Oh,
not even the indoor garbage.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so how does your mom feel about pornography?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm asking.
Hates it.
Has she ever commented on it?
No. Well, I guess just because, I mean, she has mentioned once or twice when she's maybe caught something, like caught a DVD somewhere or something, so.
What, she was exposed to porn at some point?
Just finding it, I'd have some somewhere.
What, do you have porn in the house?
Yeah.
You got porn? Did she find your porn?
Yeah, like I said, she'll find it, but she won't say it. For the most part, like those
magazines
just disappear and like never come up.
But she wouldn't throw your DVD in to see what kind of porn is Eric looking at.
I really don't know about that.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I doubt it, though.
Mother would not take a look to see what you're looking at.
I'm going
to
ruin this magazine when I get home.
No.
Well, Erica, gussy yourself up a little bit. Maybe we'll find you a date in the 9 o'clock hour.
Wow, all right.
See if we can find you a chick.
Go shave.
He's got his playoff beard.
You got your playoff beard? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eric has a playoff beard. He also has
a theme dresser.
He has a Red Wings flag that is at half mast when they lose. In fact, it's at half mast this morning.
Yeah.
And he's kind of proud of it because he's learned that the neighbors like it because they know the Red Wings have lost when they see it at half mast. And they know if it's up that they won the night before.
Right.
So it serves a function in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And he is a theme dresser. He'll wear NASCAR stuff for the NASCAR stuff and all that.
Oh, boy.
The race is coming up and all.
Oh, boy.
Ah, Eric. There's no end to Eric.
Mickey's brought to you this